नमस्कार। हमारा देश और पूरा विश्व आज कोविड-19 की चुनौतियों का सामना कर रहा है। कोविड-19 अभी ख़त्म नहीं हुआ और कोविड-19 की तरफ लड़ाई करते करते इफ़ यू वॉन्ट टू लिसन समथिंग कूल अमेजिंग एंड एंटरटेनिंग लिसन टू आवर पॉडकास्ट। हाई आई एम राजीव।
हाई आई एम अभिषेक एंड वी ब्रिंग यू आवर पॉडकास्ट बट वाई वी नेम्ड इट लाइक दिस। लिसन टू अस because we bring you amazing stories and interesting facts around the world.
Hello everyone and welcome to the next episode of But Why. We are meeting after a long time and we are having our next week session. So I am Rajiv and I have...
This is Abhishek.
We have Abhishek with us. And now in this particular episode, now that lockdown has started, you may not have much to do. So we decided to bring back our next episode. And that's why we are here. In this particular episode, we are going to discuss about IPL. Because IPL is also back.
Of course the IPL, Rajiv. Of course the IPL. It has to be the IPL. IPL is on the main course on the menu. But also we have starters like the starters which have been constant for past 1.5 years. Those are the COVID-19, COVID-20 and going strongly into COVID-21 now.
and it all happened because of us. It all happened because of the third point that we are going to talk about, third and fourth topics that we are going to talk about is, despite of having this COVID situation, we had Kumbh Mela as well as election in West Bengal. So we are going to talk about those. And
also the enormous procession gatherings happening in Hyderabad and other places due to Ramadan.
Yes. So the avoidable gatherings that happening all across the India. That's what we can talk about. And the last topic
the unnecessary gatherings.
And the last topic that we are going to talk about is podcast recommendation. So we have some podcast recommendation for you. So those you can listen in this particular lockdown. Apart from, of course, listening to our podcast.
The ones which we listen and get our information from. So that, and basically the ones which we copy. We are being very honest about it.
Yes.
Basically
we can say that instead of copy, we learn from them. Yeah, we follow them, we learn from them.
The right word is inspire.
Inspired.
We get inspiration from. That's the right word for us.
That's the right word. But let's talk about first topic of the day.
Elephant
in the room, IPL. Yeah. So first thing I would like to talk about is many people are saying that why IPL is happening despite of having COVID situation. But I will say that thank God the IPL is happening because at least we have some entertainment. Otherwise, it would have been a worse situation to watch nothing. And if you are staying with your family, then you have to watch Saas Bahu serials. So instead of that, at least for next 2 months, we will have IPL for us. So thank God IPL is happening.
Thank God. Yes, thank God IPL. IPL helped us in the last year also. Even if it wasn't unlocks 1.0 situation. And now this is the break the chain or whatever it's called. It's still being very useful and very friendly to us. So yeah, God bless IPL for being there to entertain us.
And God bless Saurabh Ganguly for arranging it very properly. And he made sure that in both last year also and this year also, that we will get the IPL. So thank you, Saurabh Da, for doing that. But let's talk about important.
Saurabh has been awesome, and like you said, may God wish him with a longer health, especially after the small heart attack which he had in between.
So
God bless him. So continue, Rajiv.
So let's talk about the first thing first. In this particular IPL, if you see, there are many bowlers They are doing very good, but especially Indian bowlers. And the bowlers like Prasidh Krishna or Harshal Patel, the debut turned Sakaria, who will be playing today also, they are doing really well. So I believe IPL has brought a very good talent in India. Initially, we had we found two most important bowlers. One is, of course, Jasprit Bumrah. Because of IPL, we got Jasprit Bumrah and his awesome Yorkers and the way he plays. And the second bowler that we got is Shami, Mohammad Shami. These are the two key bowlers that we have. And now with those bowlers, we are getting more bowlers. Like last year, we had T. Natarajan. He played fabulous cricket. And also, when India was suffering from injuries, he stepped in test cricket also and took some crucial wickets. So Indian bowlers are really doing great in this particular
game. I'm really surprised, Raju, how you missed out the biggest name amongst the bowlers which IPL has given us, and that's Jasprit Bumrah. And I think you're just being biased because you hate Mumbai. So
no, I said Jasprit Bumrah, right? Jasprit Bumrah, I said Jasprit Bumrah. See, despite of that, I did not use the two bowlers that Chennai has because I personally don't like Chahar and the way Chahar bowls and the way the second bowler that we have bowls. But yeah, Jasprit Bumrah is better than
the funnier part is. So I'll just want to tell our viewer, listeners that Rajiv is a huge fan of Chennai, and I'm gonna like shell some dirt on Chennai right now. So Chennai's today's team is basically has only one young IPL Indian player. So it's supposed to be the like IPL is supposed to be a platform for Indian players to come up, but Chennai, being Chennai, it's full of old people but not the young one. The only young Indian player to play for Chennai today is Ruturaj Gaikwad. And he's a new one, like I said. Like after we mentioned players like Avish, Pariprasid, Harshal, Shabash, Sakaria, Unargad, even Shahrukh Khan. The Shahrukh Khan, the player, not the... he's been brilliant. But there is no space for youngsters in Chennai Super Kings. They are... what we can say, they are the Republicans of India, IPL. They are the conservative ones, they are the old guards who don't make space for other younger ones.
Every team has old player. It's just that Mahendra Singh Dhoni gives respect to all the seniors. Okay, that's why he gives all the seniors.
Every team has old players, and then there is Chennai who only have old players. So
see, despite of that, this year also we will reach to the qualifiers, and then we will win this.
That brings us to the prediction part, Rajiv. That brings us to the prediction part.
So let's first will be the four teams. Let's talk about first four teams. Who will be the first four teams? So for me, it would be, of course, CSK would be the one. RCB is doing great, so RCB will be second. DC, Delhi, and then Mumbai Indians. Unfortunately, Mumbai Indians will also make a cut to top four. So that's my prediction. And the bottom one should be KKR. So that's what I believe. Bottom one will be KKR.
See, that's the best part, Rajiv. It doesn't matter how much you hate Mumbai, you'll still have Mumbai in the choice because that's just the logical way.
So my
top four will be, yes, at the end of the league stage, Mumbai will be finishing first. Second will be DC. Just like last year, they are going super, super, super strong. They have an amazing team. And and their entire team is, even Nokia is back now. So now they have the full-fledged attack ready to be launched at any of the players. Only problem I consider they have is their captain. I am not a big fan of Rishabh Pant being a captain because what we saw yesterday also, he's a very immature and indecisive player on the field. He played brilliantly with his bat in the previous series, but still that doesn't change this the way he is. Just like the similar player they have is Prithvi Shaw. Then the third one I would say is RCB is doing really good. So RCB is someone whom you can look up to. Unfortunately, fourth has to be CSK because other player teams are really doing bad. So I would have put my money on any other team, but unfortunately they are just KKR, RR, so then they are Punjab. All are doing
so we
really
agree
bad. Punjab,
on the part Punjab. That despite of everything, we have to select MI and CSK because no other team is playing very well. So our top four is at least matching. Order may be wrong.
Yeah,
order may be wrong.
Top four.
Who will end up at the bottom? Who will end up at the bottom? Bottom of the table.
Looking at the current situation, I think Punjab will end up at the bottom. And I feel the reason behind that is because they don't have the bowling. They absolutely lack in the bowling. And we saw that in the past two. And they don't have any options either. There's just nothing, no player which is yet to join them, etc. Who's a good bowler also, who can relieve them. So
definitely.
Help them make the...
Yeah, definitely.
So
one thing
do you think should be the last one?
Yeah, I said KKR will be at the bottom of the table. So
why do you think that?
Again, KKR somewhere is lagging in terms of batting, though they have reached, they have good batting lineup, but they are dependent on one or two players, and Morgan is also not playing really well. He is not able to do the job as a mid-order batsman, and he has added responsibility of being captain. Dinesh Karthik, he is one match wonder. I still believe he has not produced anything in this particular IPL. We had seen in the last match also that 19th over, when they required 45 runs in 12 balls, and if they are not taking singles and they are not giving strikes to each other, how they are going to win the matches? So they are lagging a lot. And of course, I hate KKR, so that's one more reason.
Now there is one more problem which is coming up, like which is being talked about in today's news and etc. Everything, and that has been that Andrew Russell has been very rebellious amongst the team. He hasn't been listening. In the last yesterday's match, he didn't run out. I forgot the name of the player when he had the chance, because he had already given up 17 runs in that over. He had a chance to run with that player out, but of RCB, but he just didn't do it.
Yeah, and, but one thing I thought maybe he didn't run out that player is because he was on a non-strike end. It was the second last ball of the 20th over. And even if he would have run him out, there was no change because the strike batsman would have been the same one. It would have just added 12 fantasy points to someone's dream team, dream 11 team, but wouldn't have made much change in the next ball.
See, when you have already conceded 204, one more run doesn't matter. What matters, what we saw yesterday was a lack of intent from him and from the players itself. The only person who had some basic intent to score was Nitish Rana, and he has been their best player till now. The rest all.
And he is the only best player. He is the only best player he has. Shubham Gill is one promising player, but he is playing some unnecessary shots. Yeah, last match he got out for wonderful catch, but. Yet they don't have proper batting lineup who will take into deep and really chase big scores. And same goes with Kings 11. Like you mentioned, the Kings 11, they score big. In first match they score more than 200. Then in second match they score 194. And yet they lost second match, and the first match they lost by six runs. The last six. So if there was a if that shot would have gone for six, they would have lost the match. So despite of having such a big score, they are not playing really well in terms of bowling. So these both teams, one of them is going to be at the bottom of the table. So let's quickly predict about
prediction. Yeah. One more prediction for the we have to make is the orange cap and the purple cap.
Yes.
So whom do you think will be would be the orange cap contender?
So in terms of batting, I believe.
Yeah, orange has to be for batting, Rajiv.
Yeah, of course. So it has to be Maxwell, because the way Maxwell is playing right now, he's showing consistency in last three matches. I hope he will continue that consistency. I have two players in my mind. One is, of course, Herschel. His first match, he took 5 wickets, and then he's also consistently taking some of the wicket. The second one would be Prasidh Krishna. Yeah, so both are younger. I believe Prasidh Krishna is also taking one or two wickets in every match. So these two players will be the strong contender for purple cap. I don't see any foreign player to win purple cap. So what about you?
So I personally think the way Mumbai has been playing lately and putting up such a low total, yet managing to take wickets, Trent Bolt will be a really good contender for purple cap, because he looks in amazing form. He's being very accurate, and the most important thing which he has compared to Harshal Patel and other Prasidh Krishna etc. is consistency and the experience. Mm-hmm. So those are the two huge things which he has behind him. And I personally think that will come in play a lot, since and he has been a fabulous bowler for a long time, even in the last IPL. Yes. And before that. So he looks a lot comfortable, and the one very important thing which makes him even perform better than young Indian players is he already has a place in a team like Mumbai's, where there are so many people on the bench. So he has his fixed place because of his talent, and he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder that he has to prove. Like what I saw in yesterday's match, every time the bowler used to take any wicket, Avish especially, he used to look up to the dugout as if a sign of accomplishment after every wicket or after every amazing ball. It's because they have so much of pressure that they want to play for India, and this is the platform for they have. So I personally feel that eventually weighs off, because yesterday's match, Herschel Patel's bowling was like a mere shadow of what he actually bowled in the first match against Mumbai and the second one. So I personally feel Bolt has a better chance of performing. Also, Rabada has just come in, so I'll give Rabada and Nokia again a bit of some time to get started. But Bolt is the one for me for the purple one, purple cap. And for the orange one, I just love this guy's batting, and he has been doing excellent since, like, from the first day, and that has to be Shikhar Dhawan. Shikhar Dhawan is just playing the best cricket I have ever seen from his side, and that has been really long. And the way he played even yesterday, the day before, and the match before that, he has been absolutely awesome. And I personally think he has a better chance of going all the way to win the orange cap, in my opinion. So
so that's our prediction. So from prediction, let's move to the next point, which is the most important point currently is happening across the country. 2 lakh cases are getting registered for every day, and the COVID situation is getting worse and worse in India. And there are some good news, there are some bad news, and let's talk about one good news that we are getting is now our vaccine production will increase because one more institute got the license to manufacture one more the Bharat Biotech vaccine on the basis of transfer of technology basis. So this is a good news that we are increasing vaccine production because vaccines are what we are lacking behind. Despite of having, there is one more good news that 12 crore Indians got vaccinated. Though the number percentage-wise is very less, but it's a positive news. So we should appreciate our governments who have taken the challenge to vaccinate more people. Of course, vaccinating entire India is a bit a tough job, but despite of that, we are doing good in terms of vaccination. So that's good news. Let's hear some good news from Abhishek's point of view. What do you think? What are the other good news in this COVID situation?
I personally don't feel it's a good news. It's just a silver lining, I would say, to the dark cloud. And that is that the Hafkin Institute has got government approval to produce Bharat Biotech's Covaxin vaccine at their facility. But in reality, it will take time for them to produce and to and that vaccine to reach places. Plus, we have no idea. The center is the one taking all the decisions. So it's all about uniform distribution, etc., according to the population and all. And we really don't see a heavier effort in the place like a war effort in places which actually need more effort right now, especially the few states which are going crazy with the numbers. So the extra vaccine, extra doses will all be available mostly after the second wave has done its work already. So I feel it's more of a silver lining than a good news.
Yes, but I believe that at least something is happening than nothing. That's why I said it's a good news, because if you consider what situation we are going through, not just Kumbh Mela, but our Prime Minister is still busy in campaigning the election, and most of the parties had said to Election Commission of India that cancel this election or make it, or instead of having 5 more phases, go for 1 phase. But Election Commission of India is not still doing anything on that. And we are having rallies after rallies, and many people are participating in these rallies. So I think the situation is going to get worse in West Bengal. The situation got worse in UP already, because what happened today is path breaking. Allahabad High Court has imposed a lockdown in 5 cities of UP, and while doing that, they had said many things, or they have observed many things about their governance of UP governance. And the report that Allahabad High Court has said, or whatever the statement they have made, I think it's an eye-opener for all the states in India. It's not just for the UP. That they are saying that the current situation happened because of the misgovernance by the government, and because of their misgovernance, we are facing this chaotic problem. So this is what Allahabad High Court had said, and this should be the eye-opener for all the states, not just UP. Every state should introspect and read this order from Allahabad High Court and see what they can do. Of course, it's a misgovernance by UP government also. And that's why instead of government doing a lockdown, the High Court has to step in and put lockdown in 5 cities. And this is, I believe, eye-opener for every government.
So it's a good thing that somebody who is in the place of authority, who has some sense to take and is taking the right decisions. So let's hope that works for UP and that eventually works for everybody.
Yeah. So one statement that Allahabad High Court said, that economy, we only talk about economy and all the time, but if you take bread and butter to the person who needs oxygen and medication, then that would be no use for that person. So bread and butter is not won't be useful if the person is dying. They want oxygen and medication. So state should prioritize healthcare. And if you see our budget, if you see the packages that we announce, very few money goes for the healthcare department, and the quality of state healthcare system that we have is worst. So, and this is again proved in the second wave. We should have built up this healthcare system in the last wave itself. Many countries were facing this second wave and they came back strongly, but India is going to be very worst. That's what currently situation.
I personally feel it's not only the problem with the government and the way they are doing. The problem is in outdoor countries, people actually listen to their government. In India, we have no such. No, it's a truth. For example, if there is a if we consider US or UK, if they have a storm warning or like a, and if there is an evacuation warning, people actually abide to that and they move around accordingly. In India, if you come and tell in Mumbai or anywhere in India, if you come and tell them don't stay here, move to a higher location because it's gonna rain, they'll mock. Kuch nahi hota. They'll be like, are dekh lenge.
Yes.
Simple as that. And that's what the whole idea is with in India. So it is not. It is 50% government's mistake, and it's 50% every single person's mistake out there. Because we personally know so many people who are like basically roaming around, still having parties, still going to their friend's place and having making sure that there is no distancing, and they are still like whatever, just because they are bored. And it's not stopping them from following the restrictions. So I personally, it's easier to blame one government, but what I really see is the government and people, everybody is at fault over here. Nobody is doing their part. And unfortunately, if people had done their part, we wouldn't have seen another lockdown. See, the government is not capable of providing vaccines and containing stuff. But the spread part is something which is completely on us. The government is not helping coronavirus spread. Of course, they are not helping restricting it either. But the people who are the reason it's spreading is because of people. It's because one person meets another and the other.
In Maharashtra, definitely, I will say.
Everywhere.
In Maharashtra is definitely 100%. It's people's responsibility because no, I'm not saying that the Maharashtra government should not be held on the responsible. They are equally responsible for that.
Only thing.
Yeah. There are few things could have been avoided. For example, we knew that the corona is going to spread again, so there should not be permission, should not given the permission for Kumbh Mela, as well as the election could have been postponed for few more months, or instead of having 2 months long election campaign, they could have added restricted to 1 month or quicker one. There are a lot of things that government could have done.
Sorry to interrupt you, Rajiv. But there is a breaking news. Sorry to interrupt you, but there is a breaking news just came in.
Yes.
COVID-19 vaccination will be open for everyone above age 18 from 1st May.
Is it coming from Supreme Court? Because so now, it was a petition was filed in Supreme Court, but who
gave we just had a. So PM Narendra Modi on Monday chaired a meeting where government allowed vaccination to everyone above age of 18 from May 1. So it's not a.
So one more good news.
So yeah, there comes
that's
your
great
good news
from central government. So let's say that this is one more good news, and instead of saying it's just a silver lining, but it's a good news. But what about, do we have enough vaccines to vaccinate all the people above age group of 18?
Exactly.
Is the
main
question.
Exactly. So people who have got their first one, they haven't got the second one either.
And that brings to the one more point that. Was it really necessary to send or to export vaccines before it was made available to India? Because we are the largest vaccine producer in the world. We produce almost 60% of vaccines in India. So was it really necessary to export? Yeah, diplomacy, I know, I can understand, but we should have made it for our Indian, available for our Indians. At least 20% of India should have been covered before sending it back to other countries.
See, what happened is, I personally feel it was a very good move to send vaccines across to multiple countries where we want to build up a diplomacy. What unfortunately happened is, we ended up spending, we did excellent with the whole dispatch of the vaccine and etc. But, there is this game called Age of Empires, which I play. In that, it is not about, it's always about the person who attacks first and it does a really good damage. But when you're attacking first, you have to make sure that you inflict enough damage that the person cannot recover from it, or will take such a long time to recover that you end up bringing in the second wave of attack also. What happened with India is the first dispatch part and everything. We were too eager to dispatch everything without increasing the amount of production itself. So we miscalculated. We were outsmart. We thought ourselves to be very smart, not outsmart of course. We thought ourselves to be too smart and cocky that we didn't calculate the amount of vaccines we'll be needing, etc. And then we didn't prepare. Or there was no plan to make sure that the vaccines production is increased. So when the second wave scenario came in, and it came in so fast, that's why it's called a pandemic. That we were kind of fooled by our own strategies, and with our commitments and etc. Stuff, we have made a fool out of ourselves. Now we are not doing so good on the diplomacy part, vaccine diplomacy part also, and at the same time we are not doing good on the on our home front. You know, the one person, the most stupid, and the one thing which makes us, the whole world look so stupid is, and especially India, is there have been hardly any cases in China. That's the unfortunate. They have managed this thing so well. It's just like, even US has done brilliant job.
I still doubt whether they have managed it, or once it got outburst, they knew how to do it, because it's just another day China.
That is just something we tell each ourselves to make ourselves feel happy or better. That's what our politicians will tell us, that ki wo log jhoot bol rahe, they are not telling us the numbers. I'm like,
I'm not talking about the numbers. I'm talking about, because are they very used to with such pandemics that it happens with them multiple times, that lockdown and everything. And was it because of that after it got outburst, they knew how to contain at their part, but they let the virus go out, but managed to contain it at their place. So.
Unfortunately,
they played a dual game, that's what I believe.
Unfortunately, in India, even if it happens 10 more times, we will still not be we'll still do the same mistakes again. So let's move on from the COVID topic. We can talk endless about this. So,
Last podcast. Point. Let's just recommend some podcasts.
So I was listening to a lot of podcasts, especially a podcast is something which I listen when I'm commuting to office and back. And I was an avid listener of podcasts from of Cyrus Says, but I stopped listening to it.
Yes.
Because now completely, because A, it's very, Cyrus is a excellent comedian, but when he, about his opinions and all, is I just find it too childish and something which I can definitely work, stay without. But I personally like Amit Doshi's opinions. Unfortunately, he doesn't have his own separate podcast, but he owns the whole IVM thing. So, so that is one recommendation I would say that you should not go for. But the one I listen always is All Things Policy.
We have to tell what listeners needs to listen, not what should not be listened.
Yeah, All Things Policy is something which I like to listen always, and they have a they almost have like one podcast every day from for all the weekdays. So that is something, and they talk about global and like, you know, India topic of the region and the global everywhere. So it's something which I definitely like to listen.
I would recommend one podcast especially because we are in the lockdown situation. There are a lot of things happens, and one thing that we generally ignore is mental health. Especially during the lockdown, the mental health is bound to collapse, and seeing all the situation happening around us. So one podcast I would recommend is, and I used to listen, is Marbles Lost and Found. Now, these are not experts about mental health, but they are the one who went through it, and they share their experience, and they bring people who are experienced in this particular genre, mental health, and they talk about that. Trigger warning, sometimes the podcast goes too heavy and you may break down. So just listen to, listen carefully, and take your decision when to stop it and what you should listen or what you not should not be listening in this particular, in that particular podcast. They sometimes talk about movies, which movies covers the mental health properly and which movie did not cover the mental health properly. So it's a very good podcast regarding mental health that I would like to recommend. And if you are cricket lover, then IVM has one more podcast, AJs and Sledges. And if you are a cricket lover, these three people comes together from three different time zones and talk about cricket, and they are very good analysts about cricket. We aren't doing to get sponsorship from IBM. We are just love their podcast, that's why we are recommending them. But if they are ready to give us sponsorship, we are
want,
not
we want, our, gonna we say want no. our podcast to be on IBM someday, right?
Yes. That's so IBM, if you are listening, we are promoting your podcast.
yes and the most recommended podcast is ours. But why is the most recommended podcast. Even if you hate us, even if you hate our opinions, you will like the podcast. I don't know why, but just give it a try. But why not? On that
so
note.
So that's it. On that note, let's end our podcast for the day. I am Rajiv, and you can follow me on Twitter as well as on Insta. My Twitter and Insta ID are private variable, no capital small letters, all smalls and no spaces in between.
And this is Abhishek, and you can follow me on @nostraightfacepolicy, no spaces, no straight face policy. That's me, Abhishek, on Instagram, and @ColeAbhi on Twitter. And that's all for today. Stay home, stay safe, stay connected, but from a distance. Bye.